shoots it underneath. Great catch. Five. And touchdown for Atlanta.
All right, we just saw another great play by the Bucs. It was drawn up really well. They did a good job of trying to find ways to create explosive plays. The next play, the Falcons defense just got out of their rush lanes. We talk a lot about pressure from the Falcons, trying to get pressure on the quarterback, but this is a way the Falcons kind of hurt themselves on this particular play. All right, it's second and nine, and what happens is, all that's going to happen is this is a designed pass play, but Jameis Winston, all he's going to do, he's just going to take off and run here. But what happens is the Falcons have nobody in what I call the A-gap right here. The A-gap is right on the other side of the center. So you have an A-gap on the right side and an A-gap on the left side. And the Falcons have what I call three technics. They have two guys and three technics. So the middle of the field is wide open. Now, you would think this middle linebacker would be covering what I call the A-gaps on either side of the center. But because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are in a 3-by-1 that you call it, that we call here, he has to go this way over this tight end and cover this whole area so that leaves the middle of the field open. So what happened was on the snap of the ball, there's just a complete opening of the red tee right up the middle. Jameis Winston sees it, and he just takes off for a huge gain. Now, we're going to be able to see on the backside what really happens, why this really opened up for Jameis Winston. On the backside, now you're going to be able to see exactly what I'm talking about. Here's what I talk about, the A-gaps. This is the A-gap. And you see the Falcons are in what I call three techniques over here. And this guy is even wider. He's out here at a wide nine. So you have an even bigger crease right here. So we really have nobody over the guard and center. And here's a huge field. So you expect somebody to better come here and be in part of that A-gap. So as the play rolls, and you tell me, if you see this big gaping hole, what would you do? So here's what Jameis Winston sees. Nobody's in the middle of the field. Paul Warlow, who I talked about, is over here covering the tight end. And nobody's rushing up the middle. This creates a huge rush lane. Yes, it's a pass play, but as a guy who's mobile, you just take off and it creates a huge play. So the Falcons got to do a better job of having better pass rush lanes up on the inside, and it creates just a big run for Jameis Winston and an easy conversion. So two good plays there where the Bucs just took advantage of what the Falcons were doing. Great scheme by the Bucs, and a good job of them just making sure they really created havoc for the Falcons. Falcons got to do a better job. All right, Falcons are 6-2. Looking forward to getting back on track this week versus the San Francisco 49ers. I thank you for joining me for another great edition of the Rooms to Go Armchair Quarterback. Go Falcons. See you next time.